Saita Perek Tes Mishnah Ches. Here we have a similar din to something that we had in an earlier Chelik of the Masechta. We learned that in the parasha of Kinei Lov and Istara by Nisha Saita, which was the main theme of our Masechta, the halach is that after she's already a Sofik Saita and she's Nesra Labayla Idei Di Kinei Istara, the halach is that Neirechot, even though only two Edom are normally believed Dovish Rebbe, over here, Eid Echod is Nemon after the Kinyan Estir to say she's Asur Labaila. We're not Mashker her, and she becomes Asur Labaila as a Saita Vadai, not only as a Saita Sofik. Over here also, the Torah says, Ki Motze Cholol Bo Adama, with a dead body is found in the ground. Lo Noida Mihiko. It's not known who was the Retzach. The Torah over here says it's not known. Known doesn't mean necessarily to aid him. It means any type of Yedir. The way Chazal understand this is to be a din, but if an Eid Echot says who killed him, then that takes away from the din Ritzach. Now, for the din Ritzach, to kill him in Bezna, why do you need to aid him? Like any other Einish in Bezna. But to take away the din Eglarufo, that it's not considered a Loinoida Mihiko, that an Eid Echot is enough. Avdem Zok the Mishnah, Eid Echot Oimer Roisi Esahirig, Ve'Eid Echot Oimer Loi Roisa. One aide says, I saw who killed him. The second aide says, you didn't see him. There's another gears over here in the Mishnah that says the second aide said, Loi ro'i si, which would mean, according to the gears that we have, is that the second aide directly contradicts the first one and says, you didn't see, I was with you, you didn't see it. Sort of like Edom Zaymim. According to the second gersa, is Loi ro'i si, I was with you and I didn't see. And obviously, if I didn't see, you couldn't have seen either because we were standing in exactly the same place. But basically, the point is the same. The point is that the second one is being makish the first. There's a choshe here that even though the Eid Echod would be Nemon, but the second aid is not Nemon. The first aid is not Nemon if he's mukhash ayide the second aid. Isha emeres royisi, the same way by Saito we had that Isha is kosher of the Zaydis. You don't need Eidus kosher of a Ish. Isha says, well, you see, Isha says, Loi Roisi, how you orphan. So now we have an eight mokash. We have a Loi Noida Mihiko. And in the middle, then we bust back to square one. The how you orphan is Din of Egla Rufa. There's a whole Indian over here based on the Sugyan Daf Mem Zayin. There are Chilukim in the Din of Erecho Bakhosha that are Mavur in the Rambam in Perek Tes in Hilchas Ritzeh, Halacha Tezvot. There's a whole Shtikl Reb Chaim in Chiddush Reb Chaim Alevi Al Rambam over there that explains the Hevdelim between Erecho Bakhosho by Soita and Erecho Bakhosho by Egla Rufa. We'll point out just one chilik, and that is that if an Erechot Besoita is, there is an Erechot, even if the Erechot hadn't yet come to Bez, then the din is that Ashko of the Mesoita won't help. The Torah says, Ve'ed ain bo, there is an aid. So you can't be Mashka her Soita, and if they were Mashka her Soita, it won't work. Masha'enkin, legabe the din of Egla Rufa, the Erecha is not enough that there is an Erecha. The Erecha had to be that he was made in Bezdin in order to take away the din Egla Rufa. Ayin Shom, the whole Shtigur Rebchaim. Let's go right to the Mishnah. Eid Echor Oimer Ro'isi. One aid says Roisi, Ushnaim Am Loi Roisa, two is Avada better than an Erechot. Now, if it's one aid kosher against two aidim, and it's Erech Lefnim, two aidim, there's nothing that stands connected to aidim. The Chiddush over here is that's not two regular aidim, it's two aidim psulim, so they don't have the regular din aidus. They have the din of aidus, which the Torah was Mechadish, Legabi, this din of Egla Rufo, Loi Noida. So in that, maybe an Erechot that's believed, connected two aidim that are believed, maybe they stand up against each other. And them state the Mishnah, Soif Kol Soif, it's one against two. It's what we call Roiv Deyos. Roiv Deyos say over here that Loi Roisa. So therefore, we mekabel that, and therefore the din is Hoyu Orphan. Now, L'chor, this halach of Roiv Deyos by two against one would be true also if it was one aid kosher against two aidim k'shem, except that the Mishnah wouldn't have to say it. But there is a chilik between the two. When you have one aid keneged two, it's poshut that the one falls off, it's bottled keneged the two. What happens if you have two against three? Eidim ksherim, the halach is trei kameo. If you have in a court case, doesn't make a difference if it's dinei nefoshes or dinei mamis, you have 3 edim say like this and 16 edim say like that. 2 edim say one way, 2,000 edim say the other way. Trei kemeo, vafilu yoyse. Ma she'enken, when we're talking about edim psulim, like we explained in the Mishnah, so this is halach of Rav Deis. So even 2 connected 3, you go both to the 3. And you'll see the 2 is bottled to the 3. Also, Rav Deis, the halach is that we accept what the 3 say. They say, lo yoyse. So then, how you orphan? Shnayim oimrim royinu, ve'echad oimrim lehem loy re'isem. Loy how you orphan? The other way around, if 2 of them say royinu and 1 says loy re'isem, so then about the loy how you orphan? We're now by the end of Dinei Soita, with a detour of a few prokhim of the halachas. Now the Mishnah is going to use the basis of the parasha of Eglo Arufa to go into other inyonim of Agadta. We explained that some of the inyanim over here have to do with Churban Habayis, and our understanding is that Churban Habayis is nirmaz in the inyan of Soita because Rachman al Tzlan, the Novi, compares Klal Yisrael in a state of Golos to a woman who's strayed, who's zinsa, who's unfaithful to her husband, the Novi Yirmiya, and Treyosa very often. That's the Novi's metaphor to Klal Yisrael. So in the Mesechus Soita, where the Shem Hashem is Nimchak, is also periods of Hester Ponim and all the resultant Tzorois and Galuyos that Klal Yisrael has. Mishneh Tes, Mishe Rabu HaRatzchonim Botlo Eglo Arufa. By the end of the Tkufa of Bayis Sheni, when there was more Ritzicha, what does it mean more Ritzicha? Yidden don't kill each other. Even today, there's no such thing as Ritzicha by Yidden. What we're talking over here is that there was more bloodshed in the streets of Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, because the ones that were in charge were the Tzedukim and ones even that were Pachas or Yoyser, living lives of Goyim. So there, Mishe Rabba Ratzchon and Batla Egla Arufa. Egla Arufa is a din where Klal Yisrael is so unaccustomed to Ritzicha that even a single Ritzicha could stain the whole Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. There was a Pasha of Egla Rufa. If there was, unfortunately, more Ritzicha, then there was no Mokum for this Pasha. Mishabo Eliezer ben Dinai, Utchina ben Prisha hoya Nikra. Eliezer ben Dinai was a Bavusta Reitzeach, obviously it was somebody who wasn't very close to Yiddishkeit. And he was called, he changed his name, I guess, because he was wanted, and he was called Tchina ben Prisha. The son that the Mishnah has to speak out, not only the real nickname of a Ritzach, but even his nickname, his alibi, the name that he had posted up in the wanted sign in the post office. The son also that his name, Tchina ben Prisha, we have no idea what the imic of this Mishnah is, but Tchina is a word that's usually used for a tefillah that comes from the depths of the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Prisha is a word that means somebody who's parush, somebody who's parush, minyani elam azeh. That was his nickname. Chozru l'kroisei ben haratzchon, they started calling him instead ben haratzchon, the son of the Ritzach. Also, well, Mishnah has to give what he was first called and what he was called afterwards. Misherobu ha-menafim, now we're circling back to Nyonei Soita. We just said halacha when Egla Arufa was no longer an entity. The parsha of Soita was also, Klal Yisrael was on such a supreme madrega of Taharas Hayichus and Kedusha amongst Mishpachos Yisrael, that there would be one mice of a woman who was kin of an istara, and the whole Beis HaMikdash would turn over, and all of Shmois of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be nimchak in order to protect the integrity of Klal Yisrael. Once this Rabu HaMenafim, then Klal Yisrael is not in that matzav anymore, and then Posku HaMayim Orim, it wouldn't work, it's not effective. V'Rabin Yochem and Zakai Hefsikon, Rabin Yochem and Zakai, who was the God Lador in the last 40 years, of the Bayis Sheni, finally was geyser that there shouldn't be any more bedikas mei soita. Shenemar, lo efkoid al b'nei seichem. I will not visit your daughters to protect the integrity of b'nei sim shal Yisrael, kisses nano when they're mezana, val klo seichem kitino afno, kiheim. The Pasuk in Hesher compares, like we said, the Klal Yisrael to in a state of Znus. So therefore, that din the Torah which protected Klal Yisrael from Znus no longer will work. The truth is that the Gemara on Daf Mem Zayin Ches brings out that there was another reason also. The ikar reason Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mafsik, the bedikas mei soita, was because when there are rubble parts of minaznus, even if a woman be asura lebaila, because she was kinel of an istera, they were afraid that before the shtias mei hamorim, the baal would be bo al nishoseim. And the halacha is, we learned in Gzeres HaKosav, v'nika ha'ish mei ovein, that's only when the husband is free of ovein, that's when the water works for the wife. Mashenkwe, he was ovein in Israel, so because he was bo lo after she's already asur loy, al tsoite sofik. The halacha is that the mayim is not boidik. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai didn't want that anybody should cast aspersions on the nest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. He was mevatel the pasha. That was the ikar reason. He was motzah smach, asmuchu amikra on this pasuk in Hosea, that shouldn't work. Now the Mishnah goes into weiter in Yonim the Shaykh to the end of the Tkufa Bayesheni. Actually, the next halacha that's in this Mishnah, the next memra, is not in the beginning of Bayesheni. It's even the first half of Bayesheni. Mishemes Yosi ben Yoezer ish Tzredo, v'Yosi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim, botluho eshkoilois. Yosi ben Yoezer and Yosi ben Yochanan, al pi the Seder, shalshalas ha-Torah, m'seches ovois, ki yadu ha-Moshe, kibol Torah, m'sinei, m'sar li-Yeshua, li-Yeshua l'Zkenim, u'Zkenim l'Nevim, Nevim l'Anshe Knesset HaGdoylo, the end of Anshe Knesset HaGdoylo, the Shiori Anshe Knesset HaGdoylo, Shimon HaTzadik. After him, there was one more door where there was a single Godla door, Antignos Ish Soichoi. And then there was the first of the Zugois, Yoisi Me'ez and Yoisi Me'echnon. So they were the very first of a new Tkufa when there were two leaders. But they were considered Shleimim. The word Eshkol, the Rav says, means Ish She'akolboi. That means Kol HaTorah Kula without any Shum Nidnut. Now it's interesting, not by accident, that the very first machlokes described in the Mishnah Chagiga was between Yosef Me'ez and Yosef Me'echnan about a small detail, smicha on a korban on Yom Tov. But since it was the first machlokes, what that means was it was the first crack in the shlemus of Torah because of the tzoris. Yosef Me'ez, as Mufurish in the Gemara, he was killed in the tkufa of the persecutions of the Misyavnim. And when they were nifter, that was the end of the tkufa of Shleimus HaTorah. Thereafter, there was more and more tzoris, and there was more and more little cracks and small details of Shichas HaTorah. So the Mishnah refers to the end of their tkufa as Batlo Eshkoilos. Shenema Ein Eshkol Lecho Bikura Ifsa Nafshi. A pasuk in Micha. Eshkol could mean a grape, a cluster of grapes. But the word Eshkol is a remez for this, like we said, Isha Kogo, Bikuri Ofsa Nafshi, and the Novi says, my Neshama, Ifsa Nafshi, is Misave to that Dovesh Ole. The Rebbein Sham wants Anoshim Shleimim. Now, the question, of course, is, if they were the first ones that had a Machlaikis, so it's not the Eshkolos, the state of Shleimus, where there was one detail in Kol HaTorah Kula that was in doubt. L'chot should be botla eshkolos by them. So the pshat, the way to read it over here, the Mepharshim say, is to say, mishemeis samuch l'misosam. This shikhas HaTorah took place samuch l'misosam, because it was the end of that kufa, it was the first part of the gefelicha persecution that was in Eitzol al-Yidei, the Misyavnim, and therefore botla eshkolos. And now the Mishnah is going to continue in that vein till the end of the perek.